Whether you are a lover of musical theater or not, one can't help but notice that it surrounds our culture. Last year, La La Land won Academy Awards galore, and this year we have The Greatest Showman up for awards in the major film award shows. And you would have to be living in a vacuum to not know something about Hamilton, the big Broadway bash, which is currently playing at the Fox and traveling around the country. And of course, we are about to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Muni. According to Mike Isaacson, director of the Muni, the musical is now one of the world's greatest and most beloved forms of entertainment and art. Born from an American restlessness, an American zeal for variety, and the cultural polyglot that continues to define America, the musical sometimes unites, sometimes smashes together different artistic disciplines, music, drama, the visual arts, to create something wholly new and fresh and inspiring. It isn't a stagnant form. It continues to stretch and evolve and skin shed, always a reflection of our still young nation finding itself. Yesterday's Oklahoma is today's Hamilton. Both reflect the boldness and humanity and yearning that is uniquely American. The musical is America's gift to the world, and we're all lucky to receive it. Judith Newmark, St. Louis's savvy theater critic, when speaking of the Muni, says, "In the Muni's early years, St. Louisans debated what kind of shows best suited the enormous open-air theater in Forest Park. Operettas, revues. But in the 1950s, the Muni blossomed with a kind of show that didn't even exist when it was built. Musicals that told absorbing, socially astute stories through rich romantic songs. They were written during a period that stretched from the 1940s into the 1960s, a period today known as musical theater's golden age. The Muni was well positioned to give these shows first-class productions as soon as they were available. With its size and polish, the Muni matched the proportions of shows by such golden age artists as Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, Frank Lesser and Leonard Bernstein, Kurt Weill and Lerner and Lowe, and above all, Rodgers and Hammerstein. I was thumbing through an old theater playbill and found a quote. Research has found that the human brain remembers language better if learned through singing. I then was looking through a few of New Line Theater's Scott Miller's books and found a similar quote. The best musicals have everything the best plays have. Great words, great characters, great emotions, great drama and comedy, timeless themes, universal truths. But musicals also have music, and no matter how you slice it, words alone can never have the dramatic power or intensity of emotion that music possesses. The great director and teacher Konstantin Stanislavski said that the abstract language of music is the only direct way to the human heart. Miller is, of course, the founder and director of New Line Theater, which is an alternative theater company which produces challenging adult politically and socially relevant works of musical theater. Many folks think of musical theater as tra-la-la with no meat or core. After reading some of Miller's many books, I saw shows such as Oklahoma in a much more meaningful and sophisticated way. Miller told me that he sees the American musical theater as an art form that has never been more vigorous or more adventurous than it is right now. And sex, drugs, and rock and roll have collectively become the lifeblood of this new postmodern golden age, an era rejecting the mid-century morality and modernism of Rodgers and Hammerstein, an era that began in the mid-1990s with rule-shattering shows like Bat Boy, Rent, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Songs for a New World, and The Bombardy of Errors and others. He also says that he needs to discuss social issues when talking about such works as Assassins or Cabaret. He says any good musical or play or movie or novel, for that matter, is about important issues, either on the surface or more subtextually, and there's no reason to pretend otherwise. Instead of shying away from this fact, we should celebrate it. Musical theater isn't some ancient, dusty, irrelevant invalid. It's a thriving, vigorous art form that gives us an exciting forum in which to talk about our world and try to figure things out. After all, why bother doing Carousel or Camelot if its issues don't speak to our times as well as its own? Here in St. Louis, we are blessed with dozens upon dozens of theatrical groups which produce productions of high quality. Jack Lane of Stages says musical theater is the great American tonic. It is a thirst quencher in our parched society. It combines the three great disciplines of acting, voice, and dance and orbits them into the heavens. Insight Theater produces both straight drama as well as musicals. They produced an incredible musical, Next to Normal, last year, and I recently saw Max and Louis' Souvenir, which was incredible. And Stray Dog Theater produces musicals as well as regular plays, and there are oodles of top-quality community theater productions of musicals all over town. One could see a musical theater piece almost every night of the week in all sorts of interesting venues, literally all over town year-round. I'm getting geared up for the big Muni shebang and special 100th season, and hope you are too. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.